everybody. Welcome to Building Faith with Tony
and Francina.
Real talk, real faith.
And no filters.
And today, boy, did we take it to a whole nother dimension.
Right. Watch out.
Watch out. That was our message today on our broadcast at 7 p.m. live on Facebook.com/Building Faith. If you didn't catch it, go and watch it. It's on demand. It's pinned up. Saints, watch out. You know, I'm doing my Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. I had a revelation going, you know, just being in, yeah. You know, you go to church on Sunday, but then you get to go to work or do what you got to do on Monday.
Right.
And if the devil didn't have my name carved on his chest to mess with me.
Yeah. But I think it stems from the fact that you're going through the fast, and then the enemy will try any tactic he can to see if you've really grown, you know, in your faith. And in this case, you use these tactics such as this, but God always has a way to bring us back into his fold.
Amen.
And remind us of his faithfulness. And I think that is...
That was, I tell you, the revelation was real. The struggle is real, y'all, but God is bigger.
That's good.
Here on our podcast, and if you haven't subscribed, subscribe, and we hope you're enjoying our Building Faith podcast here. But, you know, the short end, because the podcast is shorter than our show. Our show is an hour, but the podcast is shorter. But, you know, if you're dealing with toxic relationships, bullies.
Right.
There could be bullies on the job. There's bullies at school. Just people who are hostile. And in my case, there is a spirit that, like, just is just, you know, in my face. It's such a familiar spirit that I recognize it.
Right.
And I know how to duke with it. And I was ready to throw punches, y'all. Y'all heard it right here from me. I was ready to throw spiritual punches or give them a piece of whatever, the pieces of my mind.
Right.
And we were searching the Bible, and God gave us a scripture.
Yeah, and that scripture was 2 John 8 through 11. You want to read it from the Message version?
I want to read it from the Message Bible, and I want to read the Message version of the Bible. But do check it out in your King James, your NIV, and that Second John verses 8 through 11. The Message Bible that reads, the Message version that reads is this. And be very careful around them so you don't lose out on what you've worked so diligently in together. I want you to get every reward you have coming to you. Anyone who gets so progressive in his thinking that he walks out on the teaching of Christ walks out on God. But whoever stays with the teaching stays faithful to both the Father and the Son. If anyone shows up who doesn't hold to this teaching, don't invite him in and give him the run of the place.
All right.
That would just give him a platform to perpetrate his evil ways, making you his partner. If that didn't say a whole bunch.
Yeah. And so, you know, and we said about that is the idea behind that is, you know, it just is giving us a warning. You know, don't let people steal your joy, steal your reward. And what we all ascribing to go to heaven, we want to do that which is right inside of God. And so we want to have our reward of being in heaven and being able to behold our Savior face to face. And another thing, too, is we talked about is if you let them in your house, we're talking about how the house, you know, what is it that it's not necessarily a physical place where you reside, but it's the place in your mind.
Yeah.
It's a place in your heart. Those things that you hold true, all the fruits of the spirit that you're trying to embellish in, you're trying to walk in. And if somebody's contrary to that, but if you give them an opportunity, they if you have that door cracked open, they're going to come in that door and they're going to cause you to go back to your old ways. Yeah, they're going to cause you to, as you said, you're going to give them a piece of your mind. If you give away your peace, you ain't going to have no peace. They're going to run you crazy. They're going to run you amok.
Yeah.
And you don't want them, you don't want to give that power to them to let you run them crazy.
Yeah.
Let you them run you crazy.
Absolutely,
so
absolutely.
That's
And that was a powerful word because, again, for some of us, you know, again, I got caught up because, you know, we need to watch out for those types of behaviors, those types of the toxicity. We need to use discernment and not get caught up in thus responding to, because I did. Someone called me something
and I responded back.
And
I think that's the key. And the lesson is that sometimes you don't have to respond. And sometimes it's how you respond. Sometimes it's a no response required.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's a response, but, you know, carefully thought based on being discerning, you know, of the Spirit. But don't just lash out at them because they lash out at you, because they have no idea who they are talking to, you know, because you're a child of the King. But don't, again, if your door is cracked open and they're coming in your house, you know, you better be, you got to be careful of that.
Because all that would happen is that scripture says in 10 through 11, that would just give him a platform, to perpetrate his evil ways and making us a partner.
That's right.
The very thing. The very thing we despise, we've just joined.
You become a partner to your past.
You become a partner to your past. So make sure you study this week. If you, you know, like hit your Bibles up, whether you use your Bible app or you have your traditional Bible. Again, it was 2 John. Verses 8 through 11. I'm read the Message version, but do read your NIV or your King James. And if you're dealing with, or you're, you know, because the devil is busy, but he's not effective. That's Pastor A says that all the time. But, you know, we want to make sure our bodies, I mean, we're building our faith, but our body is at work. And, you know, we got to go and make the bacon and cook the bacon and serve the bacon. We got to live, you know, we're not of the world, but we definitely live in it.
Right.
And you're going to find some people that are just hostile and how we deal with them.
And the bottom line is they want to come and invade your house, and you can't let them do that.
Yeah.
You can't let them do that. And that's why watch out with the topic of the show, because you work too hard. You've worked too hard from where you come from to turn around.
Amen. That's it. And don't let them steal your joy, no matter what. But we want to thank you for watching this, listening to this version of our podcast here. Feel free to subscribe to us on, and you can right here on this platform. And you can, if, when you subscribe, you get the notifications right away. But do find us on Facebook, facebook.com/buildingfaith. You can find us as well on the gram, Building Faith Live. And you can check us out across the globe on buildingfaithlive.com. All right. So any final words, Brother Tony?
So always remember, don't let the enemy steal your joy, because you've got your reward.
Amen. And don't give them your paycheck. Good God Almighty.
That's good.
All right. We'll catch you guys next time. Be blessed. Remember to
trust God, because he is good. And do what God allows.
Always do what God allows. We'll catch you next time.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Building Faith with Tony
and Francina.
Real talk, real faith.
And no filters.
Welcome to Building Faith with Tony
and Francina.
Real talk, real faith.
And no filters.